This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 5:45 Monday morning. Probably be the best week ever. You know.
I agree.
Yeah.
I love this world. I was thinking that on the drive-in. I know it's really a screwy mess sometimes, but I was jamming some music and just rocking out on the drive-in. I was like,
yeah,
it's all good.
Some days pretty okay.
It's all good, man. Yep. I had a good weekend.
Yeah, me too.
You did? What'd you do?
You wouldn't be interested, believe me.
I just asked you.
No, you won't.
Since when am I not interested in you? I've been listening to you for 20 years, minus seven, but you know what I mean.
I made some big accomplishments in my garden, Vinny. I just there's nothing.
Did you have some edibles before you went and did that?
No.
You didn't get all high?
No, Vinny.
All right.
I don't do that.
You don't.
I know that you keep encouraging. Is it because you can't go and have some edibles that you just really want me to go have some edibles? Is that where this is coming from?
Well, the edible is the new thing.
Yes.
So I ask because I keep hearing that's the way.
Yeah.
I have a buddy who does the edibles, and he's like,
yeah, there are people
so
who swear
much better
by it
than the smoke. He loves it.
Mm.
And he talks about the microdose and the whole thing seems to be fun. He likes it.
Yeah. There are people who swear by the edible.
And I've seen you get on different trains, and you ride them right into a wall.
I do. That is what I do.
Right.
So what I don't need to do is ride the weed train right into the wall. I feel like maybe I did that earlier in my life, and now
all right.
You know.
Over that train.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've moving train.
I've tried it a couple times since it's been legal, and I realized, nope, it's still not for me. Still
all
not.
Right.
All the same reasons.
So you just went out in the yard, and you farmed like a lunatic.
I did.
Good.
I actually spent about 2.5 hours yesterday cleaning out this bamboo hedge. Fascinating right here. Listen, you guys.
Woo!
Fascinating.
Keep it going.
Yeah, I cleaned out my bamboo hedge, you know. I didn't realize.
Is that like against the fence?
The back fence, yeah.
That was the big thing you were trying to use to block the neighbors from seeing into your house when you tan nude?
Yes, Vinny. You know, I don't want anyone seeing me tan nude.
Right.
You know, they might be like, oh my God.
Too hot.
I mean, too hot or too hitty. I don't know which one.
Too hitty.
One or the other. Oh God. Old lady alert.
I don't know.
I was thinking, though, that I should probably lay out a couple times before I go back east.
What's back east?
We have a family reunion in July, in late June, early July.
Oh.
Get a little color first.
It's just so hot there.
You don't want to get burned.
I don't want to get burned, and I also want to be able to wear shorts. And the last few days, it's been, you know, not too warm, but sunny at least. And so I pull on shorts, and I go, run my errands in shorts. Like, I'm walking down to the...
But you're covered in poison oak.
Not on my legs. Only on my upper thigh, upper left thigh. I don't know if you remember me.
Said it was the back of your knees, too.
Man, that one's okay. The back of my knee is actually, that seems to be healing. But the, I feel like sunlight is probably good for the poison oak, so if I did have some.
Try it out, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. So
vitamin D, a little sunlight's good for you no matter what.
That is true.
What's going on?
I know, I have the ultimate farmer tan right now, which I would show you, except that I'm covered in disgusting poison oak.
Aww.
Like, I have it on my arms from my wetsuit. Look at my hand compared to my...
Yeah, yep.
See that?
Yep.
My hands are very tan.
I have, it's
and
funny.
And my wetsuit goes right to the wrist, so...
Like my upper, oops.
Oh boy.
I know, I don't want to show you that.
You really got some oak going.
I really do. It's hideous. It's just off. I've been, and listeners have been sending in all kinds of suggestions.
Yeah,
so I've been trying
anything?
All these different products. And
your
I've been.
Stuff come from Amazon?
Yeah,
have you ordered?
Technu or whatever it is. So I've been washing with that, and then there's like a spray you put on afterward, and it's supposed to stop it from itching. It doesn't really do it, but it does seem to
I really think we should go with the roids and see how that works out.
I don't think I'm going to do that. I just
you could be done with it by now,
Sarah. I don't know if I could be done with it, though. That's the thing. It's not a guaranteed fix, and I could swell up so much that I get stretch marks all over my body.
Think how your butt would look after a few rounds on the, what is that thing, the elliptical, while you're on roids. You'd look great at the family reunion.
Really? My ass would look great at my family reunion. You think everyone would notice? And applaud my new ass.
I'm guessing.
Or I could be swelled up and have stretch marks all over my body. I just don't.
Man,
it just seems super
risky.
Did
you just go right to the bottom to read the possible side effects?
Listen, he told me all the side effects, and the only ones I really noticed were wild mood swings.
I don't think you should get hung up on the side effects.
I really feel like the side effects are what I'm going to get hung up on.
All right.
Well, obviously you are, because you could be done. It's been more than a week. You could be done with all this oak stuff. Had you have gotten on
oak
the
stuff.
Steroids.
It is annoying as hell.
Stuff.
So anyway, because my legs are so white, I've been walking around in shorts doing all my stuff.
Is it working? Are you getting some sun?
No, it doesn't seem like it.
Oh.
I don't know. Well, the problem is, the sunscreen and my moisturizer, and so I really think that...
It's working.
The sunscreen's working. I'm continuing to be completely white as a ghost. Like, my legs are just, like, they're like this awful... You can see all the veins, and it's just...
Why don't you get a lighter sunscreen? Get a 4 or a 6.
Yeah, I need to do something.
Even a 15 will let something
through. I just figured that by the time, it's later in the day and I put on my shorts that, maybe it's worn off, but I don't know. Maybe the sun's just not strong enough this time of year.
Oh, man, 707, tell Sarah that sunlight and sweating is bad for rashes.
Oh, great, really?
Well, that one on the inside of your arm there looked pretty bright.
Oh, it's awful, Ben. And I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm hauling on it. Like, I'm just
really?
Like, I wake myself up scratching my arms. I'm like, well, I didn't mean to do that. Although I will say this. Somehow I stopped myself from scratching the giant outbreak that was on my face.
Well, you know what we need to do.
I touched it at all. It seems
to be okay now?
Almost gone.
I didn't even look at you this morning. Let's see. Turn my way.
You should look at me more.
I know you are beautiful.
I need you to look at me.
You know when you bring babies home?
Yes, from the hospital.
We should mitt you up just like we do with babies.
Oh, so that they don't scratch their faces up?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That would probably be helpful. Although I can still use the mitt to just break the stuff,
Yeah.
But then I wouldn't get it on my fingernails and spread it to other places on my body. Blah, 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 blah. What did you do this weekend?
I went out to dinner on Friday night and we had fun and it was good and,
Where'd you go?
This place called Lily.
Lily.
Shame.
It's they have mostly like, I don't know if that's Mediterranean. I don't know what that is, but it's like skewers.
Oh.
Except I didn't want to eat meat, so I had some eggplant. They've got some nice vegetarian things there.
It's a fine dining restaurant in Santa Cruz offering rich flavors.
Mm. Oh, it doesn't even say. It doesn't even try to claim anything.
I'm sure it does. I just had to click on it.
All right. Well, anyway. So
rich flavors with a unique Afghan twist in the heart of downtown Santa Cruz.
Afghan?
It is a rich Mediterranean flavored restaurant.
Right. Yeah. So there you
go.
That
looks yummy.
Good.
And we would just walk the streets for a while.
Oh, that's fun. With the little one?
Little one, yeah. You can see I posted on Instagram her and I dancing on the street.
Oh, I did see that. Cute. That was so cute.
There was a band jamming, and Mom had to run in to get her. That lady is so thrifty. She's like, I didn't get our parking validated. I'll be back. I'm like, okay.
Good, you have to.
Hell yeah.
Every little dollar counts.
I know, absolutely. But I had to laugh, and then we just danced on the sidewalk until she got back. And unbeknownst to me, there was a photo shoot that happened, and
she caught you.
And then the picture, I'm like, oh, that's cute. I'll post that. Why not?
Yeah,
there's
absolutely.
A post. Done for the weekend.
Social media quotient.
Right. Send over it. Bye. No, and then I went surfing, and then, this is what I was going to tell you. So, I love being a family guy or whatever you want to call it. But so there I am, we're eating or whatever, and the missus goes, I think we're going to go to the aquarium tomorrow.
Oh, the Monterey Bay Aquarium?
And I go, in my head, I'm like, okay, good. Have a good one. And then she goes, so do you want to go? And I'm like, oh, no. Sure. Of course I want to go.
Why didn't you say no?
Yeah. Because I felt like I should say yes.
You were right.
Right, I know. See, I did get that answer right.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to go.
Well, right. Nobody wants to go.
Well, to be honest, not really. But if you, I'll go.
I just,
I'd have been like, where are you going to be a bitch the whole time?
Yeah.
Then he then go surfing.
Well, I didn't do that, but I did find it to be extremely crowded.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know that it would be that crowded. If I knew... Oh. How crowded it would be, mm-hmm. I would have said no for sure.
Because
you can't even see the stuff behind the glass.
Because
you got to
wait
through that
right.
first row of humans to finish looking at whatever's in there
right.
before you can get a...
Mm-hmm. Your prime spot.
Oh, there's a fish.
There it is.
I was out with you guys this morning. So fun.
Hey. Mm.
So I was out with the free ones, not the
jailbirds. Well,
right.
you know. The ones you can't see as well.
Right.
You get a nice view at the aquarium.
Anyway, it was fun. It was all good, but that place is crowded.
Mm-hmm.
Very neat.
What time of day was it?
Middle of the day.
Sure, on a Saturday
I surfed all morning and then got home and was like, I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be right now. Let's do this.
I'm feeling relaxed.
What'd your daughter think?
She liked it, but she wanted, you know what? She wanted to play.
Mm.
So she walks up to some kids. You guys want to play?
Oh,
and they're
funny.
All, yeah, let's play. And then we're watching them play like in a corner, not even looking at the stuff that we're there to. I definitely felt like we should have hit the playground.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been just, and then I could have played.
Who doesn't like to go down the slide?
I mean, I'll sit on a swing. I mean, swings. You swing?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Swings are fun.
They are fun.
They are. Get some real height.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so
get that pee-pee feeling as you're coming back. Like, ooh.
Ooh. Who doesn't want that feeling?
Yeah. Cheap thrills.
The pee-pee feeling.
You know, that sort of adrenaline-y, looking over a cliff feeling. Like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Mm.
Speaking of, there's a spot I walked out to go surf, and I've seen this sign a million times, but it says sheer cliff.
Yeah.
Right where I'm standing. And I've never thought to look over. And I looked over and got that spinny feeling because it is 200 feet straight down. And I've stood there, I don't know how many times without looking.
Sheer cliff.
But boy, 200 feet is
far.
That's the end of you.
Yeah.
For sure.
You hope. Because if it isn't, it's a painful last few moments.
Oh, man, I know. Then getting washed in and out by the water.
Yeah, no good. You want to die on impact when that happens. There are certain situations where death is the better option.
Maybe. Anyway, so yeah, it was a nice weekend. And then I spent yesterday just lounging. Did chores.
Nice.
Played guitar.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. The list of stuff.
I did a lot of lounging actually on Saturday. Lounging was nice. We had a late night on Friday. And
you guys
so,
play cards?
Yeah, we play. We always do, and which is fun
on Saturday day.
So Saturday day, I got up pretty early. You know, once I sober up, it's you know I wake right up. I'm like, oh well, I better go get that coffee going. So I just sat on the couch for quite a while and just trying to get past the.
What does that look like? Is that sweatpants?
Oh, yes.
Sweatpants?
Actually, I might have had my shorts on, Vinny.
Shorts? No underwear?
Underwear. Oh, I always have underwear on.
Really?
Yeah.
Always?
Yeah. Like a clean cotton panel. You know me. Granny panties all the way. so, yeah. Anyway, I sat and I...
T-shirt? Holy t-shirt?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
I drank coffee, did Sudoku, sat and thought to myself, well, at some point I got to walk down to the supermarket, get the stuff for... Because... Scott Nedson came over on Saturday before his gig in Rohnert Park.
Is that a ponytail moment, too?
My hair won't go on a ponytail right now.
Oh.
Still too short. Another inch or so. I'll be able to get it.
You're growing it?
I guess so. Everyone hates it. I want to be cute again.
Your hair's been looking good.
Mm.
So it was that second cut that... Mm.
I loved that. That
you
was,
mean
that
way
was,
back, the really short one?
Yeah. The one where I cut all my hair off?
Yeah.
That was the awesome one.
No,
the
very first cut you got was so adorable. Ugh. And then you're like, ow, it's too long. And then you went back and, oh, they butchered you.
Yeah, it was great.
Ugh.
I loved that second cut.
Mm-hmm.
God, I loved that cut.
So did you cook for those guys?
Yeah, we made just veggie burgers. And
veggie burgers.
Yeah, I like those, I want to say they're Morningstar
yeah.
chicks patties or mm-hmm. chick patties or whatever. Pretty good.
Oh, like frozen ones?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good.
They're a crowd pleaser. Some people won't eat red meat. Some people don't want a turkey burger. I'm just like, you know what? We'll just have these. And there's enough salad on your burger that, mm-hmm. you know.
That's pretty good.
Other stuff.
Right.
Good for you.
It was, you know, and they're easy.
We hit In-N-Out on the way home from the aquarium, and I had a grilled cheese.
What's up with you and the no meat?
I'm just trying not to eat meat.
Yeah.
I like animals in a different way, if you know what I mean.
What?
I like animals in a different way. Like, not that you're delicious.
You don't want to eat them?
High five. I wish I could be fully veg, but I'm not going to go claiming that, no.
Right.
Mm. No, it's because then people just want to scope you out. I knew it! You had meat!
Right.
Okay, well,
like
the vegetarian police.
You got me. What do you want me to do?
He was yelling from the mountaintops about how he never ate meat and he was totally vegan. And God, it was hard for him. And then all of a sudden.
Then we walk into a steakhouse.
And there he is with a steak slab. Whom is eating a steak?
I'm like, no.
Yeah. It was big news. It was big news on the Alice Network, you know.
What did you make for dinner? Did Human come over last night?
He did. We made.
You guys had the house full this weekend, huh?
Yeah.
Friday night, too?
Friday night, they brought dinner.
But you had people over Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, we did. Funny. I didn't even think of that. It's easy. You know, they were all people that I know. Like, Hooman's part of the... Hooman last night was so funny. Because he comes in, and I just had gotten it out of the shower, so I just had to... And he can see all my, just, you know, leprosy that's all over me. And he's like, oh... And so he wouldn't... You know, he likes to pray before dinner.
Why do you roll your eyes at that?
Because I don't believe in God, but I'm fine with it if it makes him happy. And but he was like, just put his little pinky out to touch, because normally we hold hands. Uh-huh. So I just like sort of touched pinkies with him. And
Hooman, does it bother you to pray with someone who actually says they don't believe in God?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Not one bit.
You hope they fall in?
Well, you know, life is short, and, you know, I'd like to believe that hopefully people will realize that there's something bigger and greater than what's on this earth. This is not all there is.
That's right, the whole universe. I mean, think of all the other populated planets in the grand scheme of what space is all about. I agree with you 100%. So anyway, he didn't want to touch my hand because he was afraid he'd get my disease, my leprosy.
Uh-huh.
It does look so awful. I considered wearing long sleeves today, but then the medicine's kind of, and actually I should have, because the medicine's kind of sticky, so the inside of my jacket's sticking to it. Like, ugh.
Fun.
I know.
Yay.
Gardening sounds so cool.
Yeah, it is actually really fun. I don't know where I got this from, but it's just...
You think everyone would have it, though, since they're all out there working in the same space you are.
I guess they're just not. Nobody else is digging the way I am or handling the plants the way I am.
But you're all gloved up.
I know.
All right.
Whatever. Maybe I'm just like really susceptible. I mean, honestly, it seems more less being transferred. It seems systemic. Like it's in me and I have some terrible allergy to it. And that's why it's manifesting everywhere else. It doesn't seem like a simple contact thing from the oil of the plant. It seems like it's getting me.
Get her.
Yeah. That's what they're all yelling to each other in the field. Anyway. What'd you do this weekend? You managed to get some solid couch time? Or?
Yeah, I got some couch time. I didn't really feel good that this
weekend. Why is that?
I don't know.
Not the diverticulitis?
No. I just felt
tired,
achy, and just like even the top of my... You know how your hair hurts?
Yes.
My hair was hurting.
Your hair hurt?
Yeah, tip of my fingers were hurting, my toes.
Oh, how strange.
You're not going to believe
really weird.
This.
I just thought let me drink some tea and soup, and I feel better today, but still not like 100.
Wow. Did you look up those symptoms?
No, I don't know.
I don't understand hair hurt, though. I had hair once, and
when you have it in a ponytail for a long time, or even just for a while,
yeah.
And you take it out, when it's almost like the follicle shift, and it freaking hurts. I don't know what it is, but it's...
I did have my hair in a bun, because I had it in a bun on Friday, and then Saturday, I had it in a ponytail.
And then you let it down.
Oh, and then I let it down. It was just hurting so much.
Hmm.
And I want to put it up today so bad, but...
But it hurts.
It hurts.
Let it hang.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm ready to start the week.
Yeah, man. Like I said, best week ever.
Yeah.
It's bound to be. I just can't imagine another. Oh, look, it's already almost light up. Oh, I love this time of year.
Oh, it is.
Feels like we have almost normal hours.
Mm. And summer is... Is it May 1st
so
yet?
So close.
Oh, tomorrow's May 1st.
Someone was saying yesterday, 46 days till summer starts, someone on TV was saying.
What?
Which is the longest day of the year, and already it's light. Like, there's about a week where on my drive-in at 4:40 in the morning, the sky is starting to lighten, which is, it's so amazing. It's like, oh my God, it's like real life.
Scary, though. You're like, I'm late.
I know.
I'm late to work.
It does feel weird. But then I check my clock, you said.
And then you're like,
I figure it out.
I'm good.
All right. KLSE HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Best week ever. It's 6:05. We'll be back with the trash right after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.